RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Show Tunes, where each week we are looking at some amazing TV theme tunes from yesteryear and then pulling back the curtain to get a flavour of what went into bringing them to our collective conscious. I'm Stephen Stepslow, the sometimes husky and over-caffeinated host of the Song 2 podcast and several shows on Today Radio, including Louder, New Noise and Screen Time. Go check them out if you're at a bus stop, crossroads or generational intersection. Now then, the iconic theme song for cult sci-fi show The X-Files was composed by Mark Snow, an American composer best known for his work in television and film. Instantly recognisable for its eerie atmospheric sound, it became synonymous with the show's mysterious supernatural tone. Here's some background on how the theme was created. In 1992, Mark Snow was experimenting with music in his garage studio when he was asked to compose the theme for The X-Files by Chris Carter, the show's creator. Carter and Snow initially discussed the idea of creating a theme that would convey a sense of mystery, suspense, and supernatural intrigue. Carter specifically wanted the theme to feel haunting and unsettling, something that would evoke the feelings of uncertainty and the unknown, which were central to the show's premise. Snow was given very little direction beyond this. He had a great deal of creative freedom to experiment with sounds and instruments to create something that fit the show's tone. Struggling to find the right sound, Snow accidentally triggered a delay effect on his keyboard, producing a chilling, echoing synth melody. That eerie sound sparked the now iconic theme. After experimenting with various instruments on his Emu Proteus 2 synthesizer, tech heads will acknowledge this, I have no clue. Snow found the right fit in a patch called Whistling Joe. Encouraged by his wife Glynn's whistling, Snow combined her vocals with the synths and presented it to Chris, who, with little fanfare, approved it, unknowingly launching a new era for TV music. The X-Files theme is widely considered one of the best TV themes ever written, regularly appearing in lists of memorable TV music, and of course then cropping up on podcasts such as this one. The music was originally composed for a main title sequence and was about 1 minute long. However, the theme was so effective and striking that it was used not only for the opening credits, but also as a motif throughout the series. Snow's minimalist avant-garde style became the foundation for the X-Files sound, adding a cinematic depth that would influence TV music for years to come. The theme became a cultural touchstone, inspiring hundreds of covers and remixes, from orchestral versions to trance renditions. In 1996, Snow's extended version of the theme even reached the UK and French charts, and its eerie sound became a defining feature of the show. Snow went on to score other shows and films, including Carter's own Millennium and The Lone Gunman. And when The X-Files was revived, Snow revisited the theme, but despite his best efforts, he found the original sound impossible to replicate or indeed improve upon. There's something about the EQ, the reverb, and the delay that made that recording definitive, he explained to Vice magazine in a 2016 interview. In the end, producers of the TV show revival and the movies decided to keep the original theme music there because it preserved its unique and timeless quality. So there you have it, Mark Snow's X-Files theme tune, one of the most memorable TV theme shows ever, so say I. And so say you, let me know on 621-52-5000. Do you want to believe? Are you more Mulder or Scully? Maybe even Skinner? Where do you think X-Files fits in the grand scheme of TV themes? I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Show Tunes. We will be back next week with another top quality theme for you. If you like what you've heard and would like to check out more material that we have available, check out our podcast Song 2, where we argue, to varying levels of success, that the second song on an album is the best or most important. There's also Mum Life in Luxembourg, where Hayley Allam delves into parenting in the Grand Duchy, and Office Hours with Adam Peterson, giving insights into the sometimes confusing corporate landscape in our little country. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
Every moment, RTL.